I have psoriasis, eczema, and other skin issues as well. What is this showing me, and how can I heal it? Again, the best judge of what it's showing you is you. You need to ask and see. What I can tell you in terms of a general sense, issues with the skin, excuse me, by and large deal with self-worth and self-esteem. Skin, as most people know, is an organ. It's the largest organ in the body. And the energies and qualities that skin holds are those of self-worth and self-esteem. So psoriasis, eczema, and other skin issues are all very powerfully tied to that. So here we have there's a calling from your soul and from the universe showing you through its manifestation on the material plane that this needs to be addressed, that this has been, your soul's been asking this of you, most likely ever since childhood, early childhood, and it has not been addressed. A, out of naivete, out of ignorance, out of not understanding these correlated principles of cause and effect. So the next place you have to look is, now that I know what it represents, I have to go in, I meaning you, whoever's asking, into all those to whom this applies. You have to go within and see, address your issues of self-esteem. Exactly what is my level of self-worth and self-love and self-esteem? And how, in what ways is it damaged or less than what it could be? And where did that come from? When? And how did that form in my life? And then you have to go about rebuilding that. You have to sort the wheat from the chaff, separate the truth from the fiction, separate fact from emotion. And look at the truth of who you are now and not what you were and who you were when you were little or the relationships you had with your parents when you were a child. If you're an adult living on your own, you're in a different circumstance, you're in a different environment. And the reason they're still holding on is because your belief systems are still holding on. And that's because you still are assigning values from your childhood onto your present circumstance. So when someone says something to you, you have an interaction with another human being, whether it's a boss or a judge in a contest or someone, a friend giving you feedback or input, your mind is still engaging with the critical parent. Your parents, well, my parents thought this of me, my parents treated me like this. And so you see that person, you hear that person as the parent speaking again, and you're not assessing present time circumstances with present time values and situations. So you have to separate that. You have to release that. You have to forgive the past, forgive you what your par whatever you think your parents did to you, and all they ever did was anything you asked them, since you created them and asked them to do long before you incarnated. You asked them to do everything they ended up doing and saying. So there are no victims here. So you need to thank them in your heart and silently and verbally if need be. Or write them a letter and burn it and send it to their souls through the ethers, thanking them for everything they ever said and did, forgiving them for all the quote unquote wrongs you think they did, of which there were none ultimately, unless you're a victim. And then forgive yourself for having those judgments toward self, toward your parents, toward others, and affirm your self-love and acceptance of yourself in this present time. And then start living the present in the present and not from the past. And you'll find that those will clear up very easily. Now, in terms of treatment, there is one treatment that's phenomenal for psoriasis, particularly while you are working on your consciousness. I mean, for some people, it could be instantaneous, but for others, there is an arc of transformation. Urine therapy is one of the best treatments for psoriasis. It clears it up so powerfully and so quickly. And well, urine therapy is great for consumption if it's fresh, if it's right out of the tap, so to speak. For skin treatment, older urine is even more powerful. However, you cannot drink it other than fresh. But if you're going to treat skin, rashes, burns, skin diseases, you can put your fresh urine, and urine, by the way, is completely sterile when it leaves your body. You could fill a glass container and put a lid on it and put it in the fridge, let it sit for a day or so, and the potency, the strength of it will increase 5-10 fold. And then you can apply it with a clean, you could, like, let's say the psoriasis is on your scalp, you could just wet your scalp and let it dry in, do it several times and let it soak in, and let it just sit for 20 or 30 minutes and then go shower and shampoo so that it dries in and treats it. And you could do that every day and it'll clear it right up. Take it away so fast, it'll make your head spin. And if it's, say, on your elbows or places where it's more difficult to do that, you could put a clean cotton cloth, like a handkerchief or a face cloth, in the urine and soak it and wring out some of the excess and then wrap it with that and let it sit. And it works well for eczema as well.